This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, what I want to do, it's befitting, it really is, the day before the 4th, which would be the 3rd. Do you know that back in 1776, the Declaration of Independence was actually ratified at this point, but the proclamation came on July 4th, which would be tomorrow. Now, if you haven't spent time on last Thursday and Friday and Saturday show understanding the history of why we and our forefathers established independence, well, keep in mind, it was either the Bible or the bayonet. It was either God or it was tyrants, and our forefathers laid that line very clear. And if you read 2 Corinthians, it says, come out from among them, be separate, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and you will be my sons and my daughters, and I will be your God, and I will walk among you. And our forefathers understood this with 13 colonies, along with less than 3% of the population, to establish what we have today, the longest standing Constitution in modern history. Last week I shared this with you. Why is it that next to the birthday of the Savior of the world, your most joyous and most venerated festival returns on this day, the 4th of July, which is tomorrow, America? Is it not that in the chain of human events, the birthday of the nation is indissolubly linked with the birthday of the Savior? Now, what are they talking about, friends? We're going to go to that today, and what we're going to also be talking about is, have you ever heard of the Matrix of Liberty, National Monument to the Forefathers? We were told the Pilgrims are the ones that established it in 1620. If you've ever been to the Plymouth Rock over there in Massachusetts, right next to the Mayflower, it's interesting history, friends. But again, keep in mind, they weren't called Pilgrims, just for the record. They were called the Saints, and I hope and believe that everybody that listens to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media, that you understand your history. Because if you don't know your history, friends, guess what? You don't know where you came from. 4th of July, the first anniversary in 1777. Listen to this carefully. On the first anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, Congress adjourned for the day and dined with the military officers and various dignitaries. British deserters and the Hessian band taken at the Battle of Trenton also joined the festivities. A naval parade with cannon fire began the day of celebration, and during the evening, candles were placed in the windows, bells were rung, and fireworks were set off. John Adams wrote to his daughter, I was amazed at the universal joy and alacrity, cheerfulness that was discovered, and at the brilliancy and the splendor of every part of this joyful exhibition. And who would have understood joy more than our forefathers who bore the cross to establish what we have today? The Pennsylvania Evening Post reported the event. Yesterday, the 4th of July, being the anniversary of the independence of the United States of America, was celebrated in this city, Philadelphia, with the demonstrations of joy and festivity. About noon, all the armed ships and the galleys in the river were drawn up before the city, dressed in the gayest manner, with the colors of the United States and streamers displayed. At 1 o'clock, it says, the yards, timbers with sails attached, being properly manned, they began the celebration of the day by a discharge of the 13 cannons from each of the ships. Why 13, friends? Because it was symbolic of the 13 colonies that established what we again have today, in honor of the 13 United States of America. After dinner, a number of toasts were drank, all breathing independence and a generous love of liberty, and a commemoration of the memories of those brave and worthy patriots who gallantly exposed their lives and fell gloriously in the defense of freedom and the righteous cause of their country. They're speaking of us, America. Each toast was followed by a discharge of artillery and small arms and a suitable piece of music by the Hessian band. Hessians, folks, were those that were mercenaries that were hired by your enemies to basically tear away and destroy who we were at that particular time. The evening was closed with the ringing of bells, and at night there was a grand exhibition of fireworks, which began and concluded the 13 rockets on the commons, and the city was beautifully illuminated. Everything was conducted with the greatest order and decorum, and the face of joy and gladness was universal. The Pennsylvania Evening Post, July 5th, 1777. Thus may the 4th of July, that glorious and ever memorable day, be celebrated throughout America by the sons of freedom from age to age till she shall be no more. Will that ever be, friends? I guess we are soon to find out. As a matter of fact, I'd like to add this. This was John Adams, a letter to his wife Abigail Adams on July 5th of 1777. He said, in the evening I was walking about the streets for a little fresh air and exercise, and was surprised to find the whole city lighting up their candles at the windows. I walked most of the evening, and I think it was the most splendid illumination I ever saw in my life. Amen. And again, going back to his son, friends, why is it that next to the birthday of the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God, your most joyous and most venerated festival returns on this day, the 4th of July? Is it not that in the chain of human events, the birthday of the nation is indissolubly linked with the birthday of Jesus Christ? And again, friends, look at But look at how they go down the same channel, friends. And what it was that our forefathers understood, and who it was that they called upon that showed them strong on their behalf, which is only a testament of it's still the same today, because he's still the same today, tomorrow, and forever, friends. Never forget that. The church, if you understand that God is willing to give you what you're willing to fight for, well, just look to your forefathers, because it stands true today. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Hebrews 13. When we come back, I'm going to go off on sonsoflibertymedia.com for a couple moments, and then what we're going to do is we're going to get over to last week we talked about the Mayflower Compact, which preceded the Declaration of Independence. We spent time on that. We showed you the price paid, the fights that were fought during the separation between us and King George III, the great tyrant 4,000 miles away across the pond. And what we're going to do is show you a little more history as to what did those, you know them as pilgrims, but they are rightly the saints. What is it that they established? And I'm going to highlight none other than the National Monument to the Forefathers. It's also called the Matrix of Liberty. And we're going to get to that in just a couple moments. And folks, let me take care of this during this segment. If you'd like to jump online, please do. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertyradio and or media.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also jump over to our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean Double E, and or go to my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, for what it's worth on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back after this break.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You got Bradley Dean. I just gave you the introduction during the first segment, if that's okay. I wanted to let you know, too, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. As a matter of fact, speaking of which, ours being that of the Christ, friends, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. And Andrew Jackson, the 7th president of the United States of America, was also highlighting a quote by none other than John Quincy Adams. Speaking of the 4th of July, we're on the 3rd. Tomorrow will be the 4th. So what we're doing is we're setting you up, folks, so you understand the purpose of tomorrow's celebration. Why is it that next to the birthday of the Savior of the world, your most joyous and most venerated festival returns on this day, the 4th of July? Is it not that in the chain of human events, the birthday of the nation is indissolubly linked with the birthday of the Savior? Is that not interesting? I think it's very interesting. As a matter of fact, I love the history in which we're speaking. Oh, folks, and again, it puts our feet on the ground. It's a solid rock. It really is. And who is our rock? The Christ. Going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, wanted to give you some highlighted news concerning what's going on in your country. And interestingly enough, here we have again individual that's responsible for the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution of the United States of America. And for some reason or another, he's been given a pass here in the state of Minnesota. His name is Keith Ellison. He's still blaming Donald Trump for a violent attack by Bernie Sanders supporters. Folks, this is called the accuser of the brethren. You know, interestingly enough, I was just listening to a modern gospel. He does skits. And interestingly enough, you listen to these skits and they're really creative and it's good stuff in what he puts in there. He uses a lot of word, the word of God I'm speaking of. And he also likes to take the word out of context, and it's not a major issue, but I'll tell you what, it's a little leaving that's leaving in the whole lump concerning what his message is. Now, what am I saying? saying? Well, he was talking about in the court of heaven, there's going to be the accuser of the brethren, and he's going to be pointing at all of those that are sinners, and he's going to be accusing them of their sins. And first of all, you need to understand that sin is the transgression of God's moral law. It's when you break the law, that's what makes you a sinner. 1 John 3:4, and also read Psalm 19:7 when you get a moment, and Galatians 3:24 as well, and Romans 3:20 as well, now that I think about it. And interestingly enough, he was talking about how Satan's going to be there, and he's going to be accusing all these sinners about how rotten they are, this, that, and the other thing. And I'm thinking to myself, are you kidding me, dude? The accuser of the brethren is Satan, who accuses like that of the Christ for things that he is not guilty of. And it's what you're seeing today coming from corrupt politicians. And again, friends, the state-controlled narrative that is doing their best to attempt to stir up the people to domestic insurrection. See, they create the chaos and then they want to bring in the new order. They're the ones responsible for creating the chaos so they can bring in more order. And how do they want to do that? They want to create more laws. Folks, we don't need more laws. We need the 10 that we have. We just need good, God-ordained, Holy Ghost-filled men to enforce the 10 commandments in which we have to eradicate man's 10,000 commandments. But the accuser of the brethren, just for the record, is one that accuses Christians of what they themselves are not guilty for, like that of Christ. How many things did they lay to the charge of the Son of God in which he was not guilty? Remember, the Pharisees came up to him and Jesus looked at him and said, which one of you can convince me of sin? But they continuously assaulted and accused Jesus of things that the Pharisees, they themselves were responsible for. We have to have a biblical understanding of things before we begin to talk about them, friends. And it's like this. Here's another food for thought. And we hear this all the time from the professed hirelings and whores from the pulpits today. Well, I don't want to give any offense in my ministry. Well, if you don't want to give any offense, then you tell the truth. Your offense is before God, not before man. Jesus is the one that said, I was hated without a cause. He said, if they hated me, they're going to hate you too. Why is that? Because Jesus is the one, the author and the finisher of everything that we have written in the Word of God, namely that the Holy Ghost comes in, that all Scripture is given by God, by the inspiration of God, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. It's all inspired by God. And keep in mind, the Holy Ghost comes into the world to convict the world of sin, to bring about godly repentance. Read 2 Corinthians 7 when you get a moment. So to give no offense in a ministry, friends, is understanding that love worketh no ill. I owe you the truth. And if it offends God, listen, I don't care that offends you. I don't want to offend my majesty on high. I don't want to offend my God. I owe you the truth. And if you're offended by that, that's between you and God. The purpose that I say it is that the Holy Ghost can use it to bring about godly repentance. John 16, read it when you get a moment. But you hear there's so many of these little coin phrases that are completely out of context. Also read Leviticus 19:17 when you get a moment. I'm not to hate my brother. I'm not to allow sin to be on him. In other words, I love my brother and I tell him the truth before God that he might repent. That's giving no offense in your ministry. Men are going to be offended by the word of God. Again, look to the 11 of the 12 disciples that were crucified for their faith in Christ, as they followed him, as they became fishers of men, as they sought in seeking and saving that which is lost. We need to put things into perspective. So going back to what I just said, friends, for those that have a biblical understanding of what I'm saying by the Holy Ghost, we again need to understand the Holy Ghost comes in to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Okay? To bring about godly repentance. Keith Ellison is used because he feeds on the doctrines of devils, and we know this. And again, he's been given a pass by the American people, namely in Minnesota, to remain there to stir up domestic insurrection and only to accuse others of what he's guilty of. And where do they get that from? The likes of the propagandist under Adolf Hitler, Joseph Goebbels, who said, accuse others of what you're guilty of. That is the accuser of the brethren. And that's exactly what we see with Keith Ellison. Folks, why is this man not put in jail? Why is Keith Ellison not put in jail, America? How many of these politicians belong in jail for the act of treason? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Keith Ellison still blaming Trump for violent attack by Bernie Sanders supporter. I'll tell you what. If I was the president of the United States of America and you're accusing me of things that are not true, I would hold their feet to the fire, every single one of them. Because it's the purpose of those that represent we the people to enforce the law. And it's against the law to lie, to defame, to libel, so on and so forth, America. And it's for the president of the United States of America, if he was a righteous and an upright man before God, to hold these criminals and their feet to the fire concerning their crimes against our constitutional laws and the enumerated laws found within the United States Constitution. And that's exactly what we're all called to do. Again, keep in mind the strength of the Constitution lies within the American people and those that are willing to enforce it. Amen? If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, Bradley Dean, bring it down, Brother Dean. Sons of Liberty Media.com, President Trump agrees with conservatives. Well, keep in mind the conservatives of the day are yesterday's liberals. Don't forget about that. And keep in mind the word liberal is good. Okay? So again, President Trump agrees with conservatives. Conservatives today are yesterday's lawless. Okay? Repeal Obamacare now. Figure out replacement later. America, I got a question for you. Now it goes to you, to the President of the United States of America. I thought Donald Trump sold to the American people on the campaign trail that to repeal and replace, which you didn't catch that second part, did you, America? He knew exactly what he was saying. But to repeal Obamacare was going to be so easy. Oh, it's going to be so easy. It's going to be so easy. America, it's going to be so easy, said Donald Trump. He said, oh, to repeal Obamacare is just going to be so easy. Now he's saying repeal Obamacare and figure out replacement later. Why? I can only guess, America, that the American people have been paying attention to what's going on with those that call themselves the good guys, namely the Republicans. Yeah, right. But again, folks, it's time to hold Donald Trump's feet to the fire. We're not called to overthrow the Constitution. We're called to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution. And Obamacare, just for the record, I'm not going here today, but just for the record, is unconstitutional. Where did you get the powers to implement from the people that which is unconstitutional? You never did. So therefore, the question lies to them, not you, the American people. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Louisiana cop killer left behind a printout in his car from an Islamic holy book. It's happening, America. Did you see what's going on over in France? You have vigilantes now because the cops won't deal with the intruders, those that mean to plunder and destroy their countries, namely those coming from the Middle East, those Muslims. The people are taking it upon themselves now to begin to deal with the criminals that are in their countries, raping their women, plundering society, attempting to break down the economic system by weighing heavy on the welfare system in that country, which is unconstitutional regardless of what country you're in. But here we have it, friends. Louisiana cop killer left behind a printout in his car from an Islamic holy book. Isn't it interesting how the state-controlled media just conveniently omitted that from their reports? Folks, you can't believe a thing that they say. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. There's much to cover on sonsoflibertymedia.com. You check out the headlines, friends. We're seeing some more Islamic infiltration going on in the United States of America, besides the likes of Keith Ellison and others that are infiltrating our government even at this time. On the sonsoflibertymedia.com, there's another article that's worthy of you taking a couple minutes to read it. It's about this Linda Sasseur and Tish James in their own words. Patriotism or treason? Friends, we know who this woman is. She is committing the act of treason, and the media, for some reason or another, again, is giving her all the time, the airtime that she needs to push her junk down your throat. And don't doubt what I'm telling you right now, friends. If you look at history, it's exactly what they mean to do to plunder countries, is to go ahead and bring, empty out the Middle East and bring them to these prospective countries to plunder the countries. And we're seeing this in the Middle East right now. We're seeing this in Europe right now. We're seeing this in England. Folks, you need to open your eyes, because it's happening in your backyard. It is the act of treason. And she's leading up the Women's March. That should tell you what's going on, along with Madonna and other celebrities, as they like to call them. And what are they doing? They're doing everything to make way to those that mean to destroy you. And it's promised judgment. Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28. But aside of that, Sons of Liberty Media. Com. Again, there's much to cover, but I got to jump over on my topic. It is July 3rd. Tomorrow's obviously the 4th of July, and it's a time to celebrate. And you need to understand what it's all about. Last Thursday, last Friday, and Saturday, we talked about exactly what it's about. It was our forefathers throwing off a tyrant across the pond to establish what we have today. And to further solidify my point, you all know, especially those that listen to the Sons of Liberty Media.com and Sons of Liberty Radio.com, that Moses and the Ten Commandments are on the back of the United States Supreme Court building. We know that this is throughout the all the states in our union, all 50 states. Okay, and under him, holding the Ten Commandments, the two tablets in his hands, it says, "Justice, the guardian of liberty." When we go to the Liberty Bell, it's interesting that the inscription on our Liberty Bell, which, by the way, when you go to Philadelphia, you can see it. It's absolutely amazing, folks, how they are doing what they're doing right in the face of the American people. They're talking about our democracy right next to the Liberty Bell. Wait, now just think about that. Our democracy right next to the Liberty Bell. We're not a democracy, and if you read, folks, the founding documents in which our forefathers gave us, again, understand Article 4, Section 4, we're a constitutional republic, right? The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, but they're trying to dummy down and indoctrinate the kids to believe that we are a democracy. Once again, the people rule, not the law. America, in this country, God rules, period. And don't tell me about theocracy. We talked about that enough. But if you'd like to, 1-866-582-9933. Every country is based on a theocracy, just so you know. But the inscription on our Liberty Bell is, "And proclaim liberty, the right to do what the law permits, throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." Do you know the inscription on the Liberty Bell is from Leviticus 25:10? It's inscribed right on the bell. And even when you go to Walt Disney World, friends, when you go to that little colonized part of the park, we've been there, some time back, and I love that area and the presidential, how they honor the presidents and the museum, so on and so forth, the wax museum. It's absolutely vital information. And if you go to the park, I guess is what I'm saying, friends, stop there. Check out that colonized area in Walt Disney World, friends, if you support Walt Disney. And in saying that, friends, go ahead and check out the bell there. And you'll see 13 flags there, also simplifying the 13 colonies, it's great history. But when we went to the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia, we seen the real deal. We get to touch it, taste it. We got the hat and the t-shirt, and it was great. But again, understanding what tomorrow's all about, understanding what our forefathers established. Now let's go to Lady Liberty really quick. For those that don't know, Lady Liberty was given unto us, the Statue of Liberty was given unto us by the French. And it's interesting that Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, was asked to make distinction between America and Europe during that particular period of American history. And he said, the difference between us and Europe, France, he said, is the difference between heaven and hell. So it's pretty cool to know that the Statue of Liberty came from the French. And for those that didn't know, the torch in the statue's right hand and the flame, it's an eternal flame, it's a symbol of freedom. That flame it's a symbol of freedom. In her left hand, she holds a tablet. Can anybody tell me what that tablet is in her left hand, the Statue of Liberty? Well, it is none other than the Declaration of Independence. This is why they call us the light of the world, Isaiah 51:4. Why? Because when you see the broken chains on her feet, it says, "Liberty enlightening the world." Liberate a society? How do you liberate a city, a community? Not in this order. How do you liberate a country? You bring forth law. It's just that simple. Law that liberates. And only God can do that. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Again, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. At her feet, again, is a broken chain symbolizing that we are a free country. And again, inscribed on Lady Liberty in New York that day, "Liberty enlightening the world." Now let's jump over to this, because this is what I want to highlight. Again, showing you your foundations, America. And it's interesting, when I preach at the law school out in Lynchburg, Virginia, Liberty University, I talked to many college professors that didn't even have a clue as to what the matrix of liberty was. And I said to them, wait a second, it's down the road how many hours? And you haven't taken the time to see the matrix of liberty? Now, I want you to visualize this, because in Massachusetts, when you go there, friends, you'll see the Plymouth Rock. And it says 1620, and you'll see a model of the Mayflower Compact. Okay? That's in the water. About a block and a half away, surrounded by trees, is something called the matrix of liberty. The matrix of liberty. You ask the average Joe about the matrix of liberty, and they'll say, I have no idea what you're talking about. Well, let's get the record straight today. Now you know what you're going to be talking about, because I'm going to give you the information that you're going to want. And if you want to do your due diligence, go on to Matrix of Liberty and sit down when you do so, friends, because here is your history. And it's what not the pilgrims established, but what the saints established when they came here. Now, I want you to get the visual again of this octagonal, okay, statue. And I'm going to highlight on each piece and portion of this octagonal statue as to what's inscribed. Okay? But before I do that, I want you to know that when we went over there, again, most people didn't even know it was there. We pushed the envelope and said, where's that Matrix of Liberty place? They said it's about a block and a half down the road. This is where it's at. We got over there, a bunch of trees around the Matrix of Liberty. When we got over there, there was a guy walking his dog. And we'd asked him, as he was walking his dog, what's the Matrix of Liberty all about right when we first got there? He said, I don't have any idea what it's about. He goes, I just walked my dog over here. And we asked another, I believe it was a couple that was over there, the same question, what is this statue about? They didn't even know what was on this octagonal statue called the Matrix of Liberty. They didn't even know anything about it. Everybody knows about the Statue of Liberty. And by the way, this was to take the place of the Statue of Liberty, but the Statue of Liberty won the show. They won the day. They were placed in New York and not the Matrix of Liberty. Well, what is the Matrix of Liberty, Bradley? Well, when you first go up to the Matrix of Liberty in Massachusetts, about a block and a half away from the Plymouth Rock, where the Mayflower Compact is, friends, Faith is a 36-foot classical draped female standing with 1 foot on Plymouth Rock, a symbol of conquering. She is holding an open Bible in her left hand. By the way, friends, this statue is humongous. It's huge. You can't miss it. But this is what it is, friends. It's a female standing with 1 foot on the Plymouth Rock while she's holding an open Bible in her left hand while her right hand is lifted up to heaven. There's an anointing on this. Folks, the saints that you know as the pilgrims were the children of the Reformation, with Christ as their mediator inscribed onto this octagonal statue, and the Bible as their source of wisdom, hence the star of honor on her forehead. Hammett Billings, the architect, wrote, "She looks downward as if to those she is addressing, seeming to call them to trust in a higher power. He is the God of Abraham. He is the God of Isaac. And he is the God of Jacob. He is the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, America. And no one is ever going to be able to take that away from any one of us." Now we go to another section of this octagonal statue, called the Matrix of Liberty in Massachusetts. It's a picture of a woman. And it says, morality is a woman holding a tablet of the, you ready for this? Holding a tablet of the Ten Commandments in her left hand and the scroll of Revelation in her right. On one side of the throne is the prophet Moses holding the tablets of the law and looking towards heaven. On the other side is an evangelist writing in a book. Now, America, how come your kids aren't taught about this? We've only covered two of the five sections, friends, of this octagonal statue. How come most people don't even know about the Matrix of Liberty? Because they don't want you to know your history. Wasn't it Karl Marx, the great underachiever, that said to erase their heritage is easier to basically take over and take control? Yes, it was. So what they want to do is they want to attack your Christian heritage In America, if you were the Christians that you profess to be, 78% of you, your enemy wouldn't be attacking you. They'd be running the other direction. They would understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Amen. Hallelujah. And this doesn't just apply to Christians. This applies to everybody here. And that's what you need to understand. This history applies to all of us, so we know what our forefathers established. The children of the Reformation, the saints, you know them as the Pilgrims. What did they establish, America? I'm not making this up. I'm not conjuring this up. I'm just pointing my finger and saying, looky, looky, there's the Christ again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is John Lewis. So I'm a Son of Liberty from California, and I listen to the show because Sons of Liberty Radio is the highlight of my day. And this nation needs more men like Bradley and the ministry of the Sons of Liberty. He re-energizes me to keep up the good fight. That's what leaders do. I wish Brad had 2 hours instead of one, because we live in a nation that's lied to every hour of every day. Brad, tell us the truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, highlighting what our forefathers, the children of the Reformation, established when they came in 1620. Plymouth Rock, right next to the Mayflower replica, the ship. And then about a block and a half away is something called the Matrix of Liberty that a good portion of people that should know what it's all about have no idea. So I'm awakening the nation again to go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. And I also want to remind the professed church that if you speak not according to the law and to the testimonies, because there's no light in you. We need to go back and begin to preach the law and the prophets the way it used to be preached every Sunday, every Sabbath day in the United States of America. And the way to do that is to go back and seek out your history. Study the past, our forefathers said. So that's what we're doing right now. Tomorrow's the 4th of July. It's understanding what it's about so you can celebrate it. It's not about taxation without representation. 17 of 27 grievances, friends. There's much more than that. It's about having our independence and throwing off corruption. That's what it's about. And we have every right under God to throw off corruption. Again, read the Declaration of Independence. And by the way, I'm not talking about rebellion. I'm talking about throwing off rebels. I'm talking about throwing off those that are corrupt, those that are attacking who we are. And it's happening in America today. Let's go to the third part of this octagonal statue called the Matrix of Liberty. Education is draped. It's a woman pointing to a book in her lap. The small figures in the niches to the right and left of her chair represent wisdom. You ready for this? Wisdom and our youth. Did you hear what I said? Wisdom and our youth. Which, of course, our forefathers established when they wrote the preamble. You can call it the preamble to the Constitution. We, the people of the United States and of America, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. First thing, ensure domestic tranquility. Second thing, provide for the common defense. Third thing, promote the general welfare. Fourth thing, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity, our kids. What we leave them and do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America. And by the way, just closing off the end of the Constitution, just for the record again, it talks about in the year of our Lord. And I just want you to make sure that when you talk out of misunderstanding or a lack of knowledge and you say that we're not a Christian nation, you might want to open your eyes. And if you don't want to open your eyes, I'll help you open them up. I'll help you pry them open if you'd like to. The small figures in the niches to the right and left of her chair represent wisdom and youth. Inscribed, the woman, education. Education, America. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Oh my goodness. And folks, most people think this just started taking place in 1962. Where the federal government usurped. Acting out of the scope of authority, began to indoctrinate American children. This took place long before that, America. Long before that. The major assault, the blatant assault, started then. But we could see it back during the foundations. The minute we were birthed, America, the war was on. Spiritual warfare everywhere. Going to another portion of this octagonal statue called the Matrix of Liberty, law. Inscribed law right under this man. Law is portrayed as a draped male also holding a book. His chair is supported by justice, a woman with scales and sword, and mercy. Mercy belongs to those that repent. It doesn't belong to those that don't repent. Remember, Scripture tells us in the book of Luke, you know what? How many times are we to forgive our brother? Said Peter to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, 7 times 70, to those that repent. You show mercy to those that repent, to those that are sorry, America. You don't show mercy to those that are not sorry for their sins, period. You're not helping them. You're enabling them at that point to end up in hell. And if they're not sorry, then you don't show them mercy. You show them judgment and justice. Going to the fifth part of this octagonal statue. In Massachusetts, right next to the Plymouth Rock. Inscribed, Liberty. Liberty is a helmeted male draped with a lion's skin, cradling a sword in his right hand, and holding a broken chain in his left. The figures and niches on the sides of his chair represent peace. A peace without war, right? A woman holding a horn containing food and drink, and tyranny, a king laid low. These are meant to symbolize peace resting under the protection of liberty, tyranny having its been thrown and overthrown by its power. Listen again. You have a male draped with a lion's skin, cradling a sword in his right hand and holding a broken chain in his left. He's also helmeted. And what does it symbolify? Tyranny and a king laid low. In other words, we will not put up with your tyrannical, despotic, arbitrary ways. We will not put up with it, said the children of the Reformation. We threw him off. We conquered him because we understand that we have no king but King Jesus, and we appealed to heaven. This is history no one can deny. These are meant to symbolize peace resting under the protection of liberty. What do you mean? When you look at a cop, what do they call cops? What do they call police officers? They call them peace officers. What do? They're protecting our liberty. How are they protecting our liberty? By enforcing the law against criminals. Isn't that why they're called peace officers? Peace officers enforce the law against the crime. Hello? You used to see this on cars, stickered on the side or painted on police cars all over the country. You still see them. They're called police officers because, again, they enforce the law against crime, thus protecting our liberties. These are meant to symbolize peace resting under the protection of liberty. Just so you understood what this meant, tyranny having been overthrown by its power. Whose power? Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And keep in mind, the Lord said, touch not mine anointed. Do my prophets no harm. That belongs to his people. Have you ever taken the time to see the promises of God concerning the protection of his people? Oh, my goodness. Look to the book of Psalms. I mean, even I think of what comes to my aid right now is King Hezekiah, when the Ethiopians wanted to wipe him out. And he sought the God of Israel, and the Lord sent forth an angel and wiped out hundreds of thousands of the Ethiopians. Is he not the same today as he was back then? You better bet your bottom dollar he is. Folks, he said it. I believe it. That settles it. And it's still there today, and so is he. He's tested and proven in this boy. Let me tell you. He's tested and proven in this boy. And I could go on and on and on with the promises of God concerning his children. Do not touch his kids. It's not good. It's not good. The last part of this octagonal statue, left unto us by the children of the Reformation, our forefathers' forefathers, says, national monument to the forefathers erected by a grateful people in remembrance of their labors, listen carefully, their sacrifices, and suffering for the cause of civil and religious liberty. I want to say that again. National monument to the forefathers erected by a grateful people in remembrance of their labors, sacrifices, and sufferings for the cause of civil and religious liberties. It reminds me of what John Adams said, and we need to be grateful and understanding as to what was given on our behalf concerning the sacrifices. He said, posterity, you will never know how much it cost this present generation to preserve your freedoms. I hope you will make a good use of it, because if you do not, John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, said, if you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it. It's gratitude, America. It's zero tolerance for corruption, America, regardless of what capacity it may be in, the church or the government. Or in the household, or the sin found within. I end with what President Harry Truman said, and this will be the message for the 4th of July. The fundamental basis of this nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus, St. Matthew, from Isaiah, and St. Paul. I don't think that we emphasize that enough these days. Well, Mr. President Harry Truman, I just did. America, I love you. Have a wonderful 4th of July by what I do, 1 John.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.